This show is brought to you with support from Actable, the company that helps more than 150,000 hoteliers run more efficient and profitable hotel businesses every day at every level. See why more than 90% of the top 50 management companies in the U.S. use Actable at Actable.com. That's Actable.com. Over the past few episodes, we've explored how Hans Meyer has redefined hospitality from Citizen M to Zoku and beyond. Today, our innovation correspondent Matthias Rotebreker wraps up this special series with a conversation about something bigger, the culture of innovation itself. How do you create an environment that fosters creativity, curiosity, and continuous improvement? From Zoku's always beta mindset to the broader innovation ecosystem in Amsterdam, this episode explores what it takes to stay ahead in hospitality and beyond. Let's get into it.
Hospitality.
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 Hospitality brings people together.
This is Hospitality Daily, the show that helps you stay informed and inspired each day by the most interesting people in hospitality. My name is Josiah McKenzie, and my goal is to help you reconnect with why you work in this industry and get fired up to go out there, delight others, and reach your goals. Let's get started.
If you look at Zoku, if you look at Citizen M, if you look at the social hub, even at booking.com, Michael Levy was on this podcast last week. There's so much innovation coming from Amsterdam, right? So it seems like if you want to innovate, you have to be Dutch, which is, of course, not true. But what makes a culture innovation friendly, or in other words, bringing this back to Zoku, how do you create within Zoku a culture and a mindset and an atmosphere to facilitate that and to make people keep the growth mindset and keep that openness? How do you facilitate that? Or is it the Dutch genes? I don't think it's the Dutch genes, is it?
No, of course, I would love to say there's the Dutch genes, but I don't think it's. However, genes, they thrive in a certain kind of an environment. And Amsterdam's the fifth biggest creative agglomeration in the world. So there's a lot of creative industry here in Amsterdam, always has been. I think it's part of the international vibe in Amsterdam, which makes Amsterdam also a very open city. And if you're open, that means that you're also more open to new ideas. And there's a certain kind of ambition level here, or kind of a desire to move forward, to break the status quo. That's something what I hear also from my peers, like Citizen M and the Social Hub, etc. So I think those are the main components.
But is there some kind of secret sauce how you internally run Zoku to make sure people stay curious and stay hungry and stay
foolish?
Yeah. Foolish, yeah.
Well, I think it's a fundamental part of leadership to keep on challenging, I think. It means challenging yourself, challenging the rest of the team. I mean, we have an important company value called Always Beta. Basically says it all. I mean, we allow people to experiment. We stimulate people to experiment. We don't mind if people fail, as long as they fail fast. But I think there's a lot of space to actually try new things. But at the end of the day, there's something which is very basic. We just want to make people happy. I mean, we share the stories at the big table when we share bread, cheese, and wine with each other about the things that have been happening at Zoku. And they can be extremely touching. And that really helps us to, and motivates us also to continue, because we feel that we make something which is relevant, that helps people who live and work internationally to feel well and to be productive at the same time.
That's very good. To wrap this up, where can our listeners learn more about Zoku? And more importantly, where are you currently at and what's in your pipeline? Where will you be next? Where will you be going?
Yeah, so www.livezoku.com. That's obviously our website. It's quite a lot of information over there. We have currently 4 hotels in operation: Amsterdam, Copenhagen, Vienna, and Paris. We are now focusing on London. Haven't secured a deal yet, but this is our key focus. And we will look for extension in other European key cities like Paris, Madrid, Barcelona, Zurich, and so on. So definitely on the road to grow.
Very well. Thank you so much. I think this was amazing. Thank you so much for taking the time. And I'm sure our listeners can learn an awful lot of this. Thank you so much, Hans.
It was a big pleasure.
If you enjoyed today's conversation, I just have one favor to ask, and that is to take out your phone now and text or email this episode to someone you work with or an industry friend and tell them what stood out to you. The reason I produce this show is to help you and your business, and it takes teamwork to do that. So I encourage you to move this beyond just being an idea, something you listen to sharing it with your team so that you can implement it in your hospitality business. And the ideas we heard today drive actual results and improvements for you. I'd also love to hear what you thought about the episode today. You can email me, josiah@hospitalitydaily.com. Hospitality Daily has become the number one podcast in hospitality, thanks to you and the tens of thousands of hospitality providers around the world that join us each day to learn and grow together. So thank you for joining us. And if you have something to teach or share with our community, I'd love to hear from you as well. So please email me or send me a message on LinkedIn and let's talk. A few more things before we go. First, if you haven't done so already, subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite app to stay inspired each day by actionable insights from the most interesting people in hospitality. If you'd like to listen to more conversations like the one that you just heard, visit this podcast website at podcast.hospitalitydaily.com. I spent a lot of time building out this website because I want to make it really easy for you to listen to the topics and guests that you are interested in, whether that's culture and leadership or operations or technology or something else. You can browse and search the entire library of more than 650 episodes from some of the top leaders and innovators in hospitality at podcast.hospitalitydaily.com and get ideas for delighting the people around you in reaching your business and career goals. And finally, if you prefer to read a recap of these ideas each day, I'd be happy to send you my top takeaways by email. You can subscribe at hospitalitydaily.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you here again tomorrow.